Hi, voice tubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Priscilla. Today's topic is why your laptop charger is so hot. Have you ever experienced things like this before? Well, if you didn't know the reason for your hot charger, then today is your chance to learn new things. Check out today's video for exciting new knowledge. Now, let's read our sentence today. The US has one of the best, most reliable power grids in the world, so people aren't saying, let's knock out this entire grid. You could just have one converter box in your house, and that way you are not converting AC to DC at the level of every single device. Okay, let's read the sentence one more time, this time a bit slower. The US has one of the best, most reliable power grids in the world, so people aren't saying, let's knock out this entire grid. You could just have one converter box in your house, and that way you're not converting AC to DC at the level of every single device. Now let's look at our vocabularies today. Our first word is reliable. Reliable 是形容词可信赖的、可靠的的意思。那例句会是 Is this from a reliable source? 这是来自可靠的来源吗？那这边可以看到可靠的来源英文会通常会讲 reliable source, 就是你可不可以相信这个资讯是来自一个值得信赖的网站或值得信赖的来源，就是 reliable source, 可靠来源。那当然这个不只可以形容东西，也可以形容人，这个人可靠吗？ Is this person reliable? 那另一个字和 reliable 长得有点像是 relevant, relevant 是形容词有关的的意思。那这个字的拼法也要注意一下，是 R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T, 这边有两个 E 一个 A, 所以不要搞混哦。有时候会有人拼成 R-E-L-A-V-A-N-T 或 V-E-N-T, 所以大概要注意的就是前面有两个 E, 然后后面是一个 A, relevant, 这样子。好，那 relevant 的例句会是 You should pay attention to the class more, because the exam will be relevant to what we learned in class.你应该要更专心上课，因为考试会跟我们课堂所学的有关。所以 relevant 的用法会是 something is relevant to something, 就是 relevant to, 搭配的介系词会是 to, 可以记起来哦。好，那我们看到第二组单字是 grid, grid 是名词，电力网的意思。那例句会是 An accident happened today, paralyzed the national grid for an hour.今天发生的一场意外瘫痪了全国电力网一小时。那这边除了注意到 grid 的用法之外，也可以看 paralyze 这个动词。paralyze 这个动词是瘫痪的意思。那通常我们 paralyze 不只可以用在、人或者是医疗上的瘫痪，也可以用在交通瘫痪啊，或者是像这边是电力的瘫痪。所以只要完全的使某个东西停止运作，就可以用 paralyze 来形容。那 paralyze 的拼法是 P-A-R-A-L-Y-S-E。 那另一个单字和 grid 相关的是 grip。 grip 是动词握牢、掌握的意思。那 grip 其实跟 grab 很像， grab 就只是抓，那 grip 这个字呢有它紧紧的抓住你的意思，所以是 grab you tightly 的话，你会用 grip you 这样子来形容。那例句会是 I was scared when he suddenly gripped my arm,他突然抓住我手臂的时候，我很害怕。好，那下一组单字是 knock out。 knock out 是一个片语，一拳击昏某人，打败、淘汰某个人的意思。那也可以用在拳击里面，当你们说 KO 某个人，拳击里面的 KO 就是 knock out 的意思，把某个人击倒在地起不来。那例句会是 He accidentally knocked his friend out when they're playing。他们在玩的时候，他不小心把他朋友打昏了。好，那下一组单字是 convert。 convert 是动词转变、变换的意思。那例句会是 Dad converted his study room into my bedroom。 爸爸把他的书房改建成我的房间。那这边 convert 用来形容、转换的话，就是 convert A into B， 把 A 转变成 B。 那这边把study room 变成 bedroom 的话，我们通常会讲翻修嘛，翻修的英文就是 renovate， R-E-N-O-V-A-T-E。 所以像这种情况就可以选择你 喜欢用的字，你想要强调很在翻修，或者是你想要强调那个转换， 你就可以选择 convert 或者是 renovate。 好，那另一个单字和 convert 有点像的字是 converse。 converse 是动词沟通的意思，我们常常会听到 conversation， 对不对？ conversation 就是 converse 的名词，那变成动词的话就是把后面的 ation 换掉变成 converse， 后面加一个 e 就是动词 converse。那例句会是 I have always not been able to converse with her properly， 我一直没办法跟她好好的沟通。好，让我们看到今天最后一组单字，就是 device。 device 是名词装置的意思。那例句会是 He owns a device that can switch off the lights by clapping two times， 他拥有一个能用 两拍两下手关灯的装置。那这边可以注意到的是 switch off 是关灯，关灯会用 switch off。那 clapping 就是拍手的意思。好，那下一个和 device 有点像的字是 deviate。 deviate 是动词脱离越轨的意思。那例句会是 Her behavior deviates from her usual pattern. Something is wrong with her. 她的行为跟她平常的模式相比有异常，她不太对劲。那这边除了注意到 deviate 的用法之外，也可以注意到他不太对劲的英文会讲说 something is wrong with her. Okay, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy the show and have a wonderful day. See you next time, VoiceTubers!